ഗോവിന്ദദേശികം ഉപാസ്യ ശിരായ ഭക്ത്യാം തസ്മിൻ സ്ഥിതേ നിജമാഹിം നിവിദേഹമുഖ്യാം അദ്വൈത്യഭാഷ്യം ഉപകൽപദിശോ വിജീഥ്യാം കാഞ്ചീപുരേ സ്ഥിതം അവാപഥാ ശങ്കരായ ശങ്കരം ശങ്കരാചാര്യം കേശവം ബാദരായണം സൂത്രഭാഷകൃതം വന്ദേ ഭഗവന്തൗ പുനഃ പുനഃ സദാശിവസമാരംഭാം ശങ്കരാചാര്യമധ്യമാം അസ്മത് ആചാര്യപര്യന്താം വന്ദേ ഗുരുപരംപരാം വിത്ത് ബെനഡിക്ഷൻ ടു ആദി ശങ്കരാചാര്യ ആൻഡ് ടു ഹിസ് ലിനിയേജ് അപ് ടു ദ 69th ഗുരു ഓഫ് ദ വെനറേറ്റഡ് കാമകോട്ടി പീഠം പൂജ്യ ശ്രീ ജയേന്ദ്ര സരസ്വതി സ്വാമികൾ ആൻഡ് ഹിസ് വേർദി സക്സസർ ഇൻ ദ 70th ആചാര്യ ഓഫ് ദ പീഠം പൂജ്യ ശ്രീ ശങ്കര വിജയേന്ദ്ര സരസ്വതി സ്വാമികൾ ഐ ബോ ടു ആൾ ഓഫ് ദം ആസ് എ റേസ് ടു അഡ്രസ് യു ടുഡേ ഇറ്റ് ഗീവ്സ് മീ ഗ്രേറ്റ് പ്ലെഷർ ടു വെൽക്കം യു ആൾ to this momentous solemn function held at Ahmedabad this evening to commemorate a milestone that has been reached by one of the tallest saints of our country. The Swarna Jayanti Mahotsav of the Peetarohanam of His Holiness to the venerated Kamakoti Peetham 50 years ago on the 22nd of March 1954 is indeed an occasion for joy, mirth and glee. It's a nostalgia down the memory lane as to how an ordinary village boy from a village called as Irulneki down south of India was converted into a saint extraordinary by that God who lived this earth in the 20th century, Pujya Shri Chandrasekharendra Saraswati Swamiji, the 68th Acharya of the Kamakoti Peetham. He travels the length and breadth of this country, spreading goodwill and compassion. Like the lighthouse which beats no drum and sounds no gong, and yet to the mariner in the distant sea experience its friendly light, so was the Mahaswami of Kanchi who radiated his blessings all around. One session may not be adequate to capture the greatness of this saint who lived 100 years till 1994. But of the various contributions of the Mahaswami of Kanchi, if there is a singular contribution for which we all should be grateful to him, it is his anointing, Pujya Shri Jayendra Saraswati Swamiji, as the 69th Acharya of the Kamakoti Peetham. 50 years as a saint in one of the venerated peethams may not be too long a period. It is just not in the number of years that you live, it is how well you live that will make the difference. Truly, by any standards of evaluation, these 50 years as a saint of the Kamakoti Peetham are indeed years which he has worked ceaselessly for the upliftment of humanity as a whole. In its own unobtrusive way, the Kamakoti Peetham truly symbolizes the spirit of Hinduism, more tolerant, non-didactic and philosophical than any other religion in the world. Founded by Adi Shankara 2510 years ago, this parampara has been carried over ages. It has not only stood the test of time, it has in fact glorified itself as it moved along the passage of time. And Pujya Shri Jayendra Saraswati Swamigal comes in that lineage, in that parampara, and these 50 years he has not only ensured the glory of the Peetham, he has ensured that all that Shankara did, all that Shankara wanted to be done, he not only did, he defined the role of a monastery in this world, in this 21st century. In that sense, he is a Nutana Shankara or an Abhinava Shankara. There are endless achievements of the Swamiji. Personalities which are distinct to him, which can always be addressed to an audience like this, who do not have a greater understanding of what he has done all these 50 years. If one were to speak of the more than 1,000,000 kilometers that he has walked, the length and breadth of this country, from the distant Kanyakumari to the Kashmir, and beyond even to Dakeshwari, Dhaka, or to Nepal, by foot, not once, but thrice, a feat even Adi Shankara is not recorded to have achieved. Three times he has walked the vast expanse of this country. The n number of social projects that have been founded, that have been initiated, that have been blessed, that have been guided, that have been funded by the Kamakoti Peetham. Of the several devotees all across this country and beyond, who cannot even dream of a glimpse, leave alone a darshan, he is at their doorsteps. By reaching out to people, he has stood out from the rest of the crowd. And that is the greatness of the Swamiji. All these 50 years, unmindful of the stress and strain, he has been travelling the length and breadth of this country. Even today in the morning he was at Somnath, and then he had come over here to have his appointed date with all of you over here. This is his greatness that marks his contribution to this Peetham. And like that childlike innocence that he has, that candor that comes in him that is visible, as you see the qualities of a child in him, are something which are very unique to him. And true like a child, he hates no one. Yastis sarvani bhutani atmanneva anupashyati sarva bhuteshu atmanam tatto na vikupaste, says the Ketopanishad. He who sees himself in others and sees others in himself, he does not hate anyone any longer. That is the greatness of a saint, that is the quality of a saint. That is the one that distinguishes the saint from the rest of the crowd. And that came into his life so early in his life that he became universal in his acceptance. Of the mass that adjoins the Kamakoti Peetham, to all of you I can say, the next door to Kamakoti Peetham at Kanchipuram is that mosque. When his guru was asked whether it has a disturbing influence on the activities of the mutt, he not only turned the English commissionate away, said that I know how to coexist. And when the same question was posed to Swamiji many years before, whether he would like to relocate the mosque from the close proximity of the Kamakoti Peetham, he said, I quote almost literally what he said, as long as there is love and affection in your heart, it does not matter how distant this mosque is from the temple. But if there is hatred in you, even if the mosque is next door or even far away from this town, there is going to be strife, eternal strife. This is the Catholicity of outlook of this Peetham. That is why it has a following which transcends barriers, which moves beyond men and matters. People from all sections of the society come to follow this Peetham only because of the Catholicity, the universality, the acceptance of the fact that there is oneness of creation. And this oneness of creation is not something that has been borrowed either in the regime of his guru or himself. Adi Shankara says this in Manisha Panchakam. And in Manisha Panchakam, when the Chandala appears before Shankara, Chandala asks Adi Shankara, he asks him this poignant question, that sun, the celestial sun, whose rays which falls onto the holy waters of Ganges, and the same sun's rays which falls on to the cesspool in the backyard of Chandala, is there any difference? And when Shankara says there is no difference, then the Chandala says, how can there be distinction when there is oneness of creation? If the waters of Ganges and the cesspool are going to be the same, because the source which radiates that light is the same, then human beings are the same. It is this parampara of Shankara that has been carried down the ages by the Kamakoti Peetham. And that is why you see a Peetham which is dominant, which addresses itself much beyond the issues of dharma, beyond the issues of dogmatic religion. It gets into the very essence of life. And that is what the Matam has done all these years. In addition to the religious personality of this mutt, the n number of social initiatives that I have spoken to you, it is amazing, and there is no parallel whatsoever of a matam which is managing so many activities. There are almost 500 trusts which come directly under the control of the mutt. And there are many more which have been started with the blessings of this mutt. Of the Shankara Netralaya at Chennai, which is of national importance, international importance, if there is eye care, there is one stop, and that stop is Chennai. And from Chennai it moved over to Coimbatore, where the Shankara Eye Hospital Coimbatore came. From there it went to the distant Guwahati, the Shankaradev Netralaya came. Then it came to the Shankara Eye Society in Madhubani in Bihar. And every part of this country, the Kamakoti Peetham is synonymous with eye care. That is basically because Kamakshi, that goddess who gives blessings to the eye, therefore eye care became important for this mutt. Of the children's hospital that has been created in Chennai, of the super speciality hospitals that have been created all over the country, of the n number of Hindu mission hospitals that has been spread over the length and breadth of the country, I would not be wrong if I were to say that the greatest provider of health care in this country, in the social sector, is the Kamakoti Peetham. A fact which is not known to several people. Unfortunately, those activities did not travel to the same extent to Gujarat to experience and realize the contribution of Kamakoti Peetham to healthcare. When it comes to the schools, the Shankara schools, the Oriental schools, the Veda Patashalas, the length and breadth of this country, you will not miss the Kamakoti Peetham's presence in these activities. And all these have been possible in the last 50 years thanks to the pioneering and untiring work of the Swamiji in this cause. One would always be wondering, what is it that is left to be achieved? Anavaptam avaptavyam nate kinchana vidyate lokanigra evaika etestu janma karmana. What is left in this world for you to achieve that you have not achieved in all these years? Then I realize that your very birth and your deeds is only for the good of humanity. And that is what the Swamiji has been doing all these years. In a program like this, in an event like this, all that we can ask for, so selfish to ourselves, is Jiveti Sharatashatam. May you live 100 years, so that if you live 100 years, we will continue to be blessed. And if we continue to be blessed, we will tread the righteous path and achieve the purposes of our own life. But then, who are we to do that? Therefore, we beseech the goddess Kamakshi and all the presiding deities of this country to endow him with such a long life so that he continues to bless this country. And this country, when it gets blessed, I am sure you and I will get blessed. Thank you very much.